Consumer prices are up, and not by just a little. It's the business news headlines for Thursday, the 10th day of June. Thanks as always for being with us. We are coming to you this week from Cedar Rapids, Iowa for EntreFest. It is an entrepreneur and startup, well, extravaganza that happens every year. All kinds of things from startup funding to marketing. EntreFest. In other business news, travel trailers and RVs are hot. No, really mega hot. We'll check on corn prices in agriculture. The hot day traders just got cooled off a bit today. The numbers are in, and the new Alzheimer's drug could cost Medicare billions. There are new work-from-home guidance for Amazon workers. We've got the Wall Street Report, and employers, yes, employers can insist you get a vaccination. Let's go.
Insight on Business, the News Hour with Michael Libby is made possible through the support of Focus and Find, a socially responsible way to acquire diverse talent. FocusandFind.com. Tarot International for corporate and personal training to achieve, lead, and outclass. TERO.com. The National Tractor Parts Dealer Association, the original agriculture equipment recyclers and suppliers at NTPDA.com. And by Oasis, a paychecks company devoted to HR solutions for business. Find them at oasisadvantage.com.
Once again, thank you, Hunter Pease, and welcome to the Thursday edition of the Business News Headlines. As I said earlier, we are coming to you from Cedar Rapids, Iowa. This is the site of EntreFest. It is an entrepreneurial marketing and funding extravaganza. There are over 80 speakers here, and it's quite the crowd. And we've already had a couple of them on. Howard Allen was on with us. He was talking about his jerk chicken sausage recipe. He's going to be cooking this evening, as a matter of fact, here in Cedar Rapids. Anyway, it's a great event. And if you haven't yet had the opportunity to attend either virtually or in person, we would encourage you to take a look. EntreFest, EntreFest. Well, the Consumer Price Index came out this morning, and while some see inflation, others, like the Fed, see this as a blip and not a trend. Market Watch is reporting that the annualized cost of living surged again in May and drove the pace of inflation to a 13-year high of 5%, reflecting a broad increase in prices confronting Americans as the economy recovers. Soaring used car prices accounting for one-third of the overall increase in May. And by the way, May's increase was 0.6%. Economists had expected 0.5%. The last time we saw prices this high was back in 2008, when oil hit $150 a barrel. Another closely watched measure of inflation that omits volatile food and energy also shot up by 0.7% in May. The 12-month rate climbed to 3.8% from 3%. That would be a 29-year high. The Federal Reserve, the nation's inflation watchdog, insists that price pressures will wane soon once the U.S. and global economies regain a more normal footing. The upsurge in inflation is mostly tied to temporary shortages that will fade away as supply catches up to demand. Meanwhile, investors shrugged off the numbers and opted today to focus on the explanation by the Fed, who says prices will fall and inflation will come back down to their target of 2%. I'll take a look at the Wall Street numbers in just a bit. Well, if you had the income during the pandemic, a travel trailer or an RV made some solid sense, traveling around the country without worrying about coming into serious contact with others. A Business Insider is reporting that the sales of trailers and RVs are so hot that some manufacturers have a backlog of orders. Popularity was so high, RV maker Thor Industries now has a $14.3 billion order backlog. Thor Industries, which owns RV brands like Jayco and Airstream, first began seeing a boost in sales in May and June of last year, especially with RV newcomers. And now, this boost in sales has grown to almost a $14 billion order backlog, which is almost a 550% increase compared to the same time last year. Taking a closer look, Thor's backlog for towables and motorized RVs by the end of April in North America increased by 766% for trail behinds and For motorized RVs, 548% compared to the same period last year. And now the company says, good luck, dealers. We're sold out until next year. The U.S. Department of Agriculture lowered its forecast for U.S. corn ending stocks for the 2021-2022 marketing year by 150 million bushels from the May estimate. That's roughly 3.8 million metric tons. That, then, sent corn futures for July delivery up by $7 a bushel, a price not seen for weeks. Meanwhile, soybean futures edged lower, with the July contract down 14 and a quarter cents, or 9% at $15.48, as the USDA increased its estimate upward by 15 million bushels. It wasn't a good day for the day traders who hang out on Reddit. Today, GameStop stock fell by over 27% and closed at $220.24 a share. AMC Theater stock fell by over 13% to end the trade at $42.79 a share. You know what goes up must come. Yeah, you know that. According to a report out from the Kaiser Health Foundation, the new Alzheimer's drug by Biogen could end up costing Medicare billions of dollars. CNBC is reporting that the new drug, known as Aduhelm, costs $56,000 a year. And if 1 million Medicare beneficiaries take the drug, it will cost roughly $57 billion a year. According to the Kaiser Health Foundation, while it's not clear how many people might take the drug, it's still a ton of money and perhaps another reason to allow Medicare to negotiate prices. Today, Amazon gave its employees a bit of a gift, telling workers that they could work from home 2 days a week, but they need to report to the office the other 3 days. Corporate employees who don't want to work in the office for those 3 days a week will be able to apply for an exemption. Additionally, some employees will have the option to work fully remotely for up to 4 weeks out of the year. But all of that would mean that Amazon employees have got to kind of live where they work, right? So much for all that remote stuff like going to Montana. Well, stocks came off session highs but still managed to close above the flat line. The Dow ended the trade at 34,466, up by 19 points, while the NASDAQ gained 108 points, closing at 14,020, and the S&P 500 was up by 19 points to finish the trade at 42,39, which, by the way, was also a new closing record. And finally, there is this. New guidance from the Equal Employment Opportunity Commission, that's the EEOC, makes it clear that employers can require workers to be vaccinated if they're entering a physical workspace, barring a medical or religious reason for refusal. The EEOC guideline also stipulates that employers can provide information and incentives to encourage workers to get inoculated. Requesting a worker's vaccination status is not a HIPAA violation, although employers are prohibited from sharing that information. By the way, an internal memo? Well, that shows that Goldman Sachs U.S. employees had to disclose if they had been vaccinated by noon today. Well, that's a wrap as we continue our broadcasting from Cedar Rapids, Iowa for Entrefest. Back out to enjoy some, maroon jerk chicken sausages later on this evening. All right, thanks so very much for being with us. For all of us that put this together each and every day, Chap Ramsey is our production coordinator, sales and marketing, Aaron Libby. The voice of the Business News Hour is Hunter Pease. And the music you're listening to right now is arranged, composed, and conducted by our friend James Goodlett of Jam Good Productions. For all those folks, my name's Michael Libby. Have yourself a great day. Be safe, be well, be careful. Most of all, be good to your fellow man. Good day.